This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are from the Middle Eastern Dance or Belly Dance Group, Daughters of the New Moon. Please welcome Beheya. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All the way up from Austin, Texas. And also Lori Weed from Juno here as part of the Daughters of the Full Moon. Thank you.
New Moon,
excuse me. It's nice to have you here. Lori, tell us about Daughters of the New Moon. How long have you been a group here in Juno?
So Daughters of the New Moon has been organized in Juneau since 1983. We had members before then. They learned through community schools, but they, you know, we officially formed as that organization 25 going on years now, which is really exciting. So we've been, we perform and we teach and otherwise like to expose Juneau and, part of its varied culture through Middle Eastern dance and
introductions. And get out your pens and or pencils and paper, listeners, because there are a lot of events coming up this weekend that we're going to detail as we go through the interview. Beheya, you are a guest instructor from Austin, Texas. Welcome to Juno, Southeast Alaska. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Before we started the interview, I sort of was asking, is it more appropriate to call it Middle Eastern dance or belly dance? What's your take on that?
My take is belly dance is just fine. I think belly dance gets a bit of a bad rap in the media, and so I think people shy away from the name based on that. But what I do, I feel really proud of what I do, and I feel like I present the dance in a great light. And so belly dancing is just fine. I feel like Middle Eastern dance is a more scholarly way of looking at it, but I don't feel like belly dance is a bad word.
But, and what drew you to this art form?
I started dancing when I was a child, and I was in Scottish dancing because that's my heritage. But over time, I lost interest in Scottish dance, even though I still love it. I was attracted to belly dance because it was a little bit exotic, and it was definitely it portrayed a strong feminine archetype, and I was drawn to that as a teenager and have stuck with it ever since.
How about you, Lori? What drew you to this form?
Definitely what has kept me is just being able to personalize a dance and being able to share that with the audience, having a repertoire that is, very body-centric with, and personal, being able to do it by your own self or with a group of people is, very inspiring, and you don't have to have a partner to do it. The shiny is just a side benefit.
Okay. Do you want to give us an outline of some of the events that you have coming up this weekend?
Sure. So it actually starts this evening. We have a workshop, which if you get on and contact us or pre-register, it's at a private studio. We can give you the address, and that one's on personalizing your dance style. Beheya can give a brief description of what we're going to learn tonight.
Right. So one of the great things about belly dance is you have the opportunity for personal expression. And tonight we're going to be talking about how to navigate art and authenticity and your own personal creativity so that the dance that you present represents you but also represents the culture of origin in a good way too.
And who would benefit from going tonight? Is this can a person who's never danced before? Is this intermediate?
I would say it's more for someone who has a little bit of experience with belly dance or even experience in other dance forms where they might be looking to, hone or fine-tune their performance skills.
Got it. Mm-hmm. This may be a silly question. Are there men belly dancers?
Yes, there are. There are not currently any in Juno, but there are throughout the United States and throughout
Scott,
the world.
Scott, are you ready to start belly dancing?
Absolutely.
I would throw out my back for sure.
We teach safe methods. Don't worry.
All right. Okay, so that's tonight.
Yeah. And tomorrow night for First Friday, we're excited to kind of partake in the First Friday activities downtown. We're going to be at Bustin' Out Boutique on Front Street after 5 o'clock and before 6:30. So sometime in that time, if you stop in, we're going to do a couple of about 10, 15-minute performance sets. Daughters is going to do one, then Beheya will do one a little later, and then we'll finish the evening again.
Okay. And going into the Saturday, what day are we on now?
We're going to be on Saturday.
Cool. Got it.
So it'll be Saturday and Sunday is kind of the similar time structure. So at 12:30, we'll have a workshop, and then at 3 o'clock, we'll have another workshop, and both or all four workshops will be at the Downtown Alaska Club over behind Foodland. First thing on Saturday will be a ballady style a la Fifi Abdo. Then we have the Emergency. I always pronounce that incorrectly at 3 o'clock.
And you may have said this already, but are any of these, I guess, directed mm-hmm. towards people who have never danced before?
I think for sure the ballady style in the morning. Ballady style, it refers to a home style of more social dance that's done from the Middle East.
Got it. And remind us when that one is?
That's at 12:30. So if you like it on Saturday,
got it.
Alaska Club downtown. And if you like it, you know, maybe stay for the next one. But you can also join us again on Sunday, 12:30, and then a follow-up at 3 o'clock. We'll be devoting the day to the golden age of Egyptian cinema style. And that will be a 12:30 workshop to kind of introduce to the style, probably also one that may be good for people who –
The morning classes definitely are better for people with less experience or even no experience.
Lots of times and dates here. Lori, is there a place where we can see this online?
Absolutely. So it's on our website, so daughtersofthenewmoon.com, or you can search for us on Facebook, and we've got a Facebook event out there that has all it detailed out.
Bahia, you've sort of talked about this a little bit already, but if you meet someone who hasn't danced before, what are some things that you tell them to get them involved?
I think the social aspect is something that gets overlooked, but is one of the biggest aspects. I've found the best friends through this dance and have long friendships. I've been dancing almost 30 years, and I'm still friends with the people I met at the very beginning. That I don't think I've seen that happen in other aspects of my life with any other physical activity or hobby. And so I think that's one of the beautiful parts of it. I've also really loved getting to explore the culture. You know, you go to a Zumba class, you put on, you know, something around your hips and you shake your hips. But when you learn belly dancing, you really get to dive into the culture in a way that that you might not in other physical activities.
Okay. Lori, how many people are part of Daughters of the New Moon here in Juneau?
Currently, we have about 8 or 10 members that regularly attend, and, you know, it kind of grows and shrinks as life changes or we get new students who come up through the ranks. We've had as many as 20, which was a bit much, and we've had as few as 3. So, you know, it depends on where people are in interest and abilities in life. You know, as you raise a family, it takes a little bit of time away from other hobbies, but, you know, a couple of us have been dancing since before we were married, before we had kids, and have continued on.
And aside from special events like these, do you meet regularly?
We do. We have regular Wednesday rehearsals for people who are in the troupe, and then we have fairly regular classes that occur. We're actually going to start a new session in April. I believe the 16th of April we'll start another 6-week beginning session. And we usually take a hiatus over the summer because – summer in Juneau, you want to be outside doing all the fun stuff. But we'll have a couple more sessions starting again, say, August and through November.
Remind us the website where we can see all this.
Sure. daughtersofthenewmoon.com.
All right. That's the voice of Lori Weed. We've also been speaking with visiting instructor from Austin, Bahia. Classes start tonight, right?
Starts tonight. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday or Sunday at 12:30 at the Alaska Club downtown.
Well, thank you both for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That was everything. Thank you so much, Scott.
You're welcome.